Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
Uh-oh! Whoa! Fun times!
He brings us facts every week and shares them with Wake Up Call listeners. We call it Did You Know with intern Kevin, a special Halloween edition.
Ooh.
Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
Oh, yes, voices.
Wow, I'm so good.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know? Because the 1978 movie Halloween was on such a tight budget, they had to use the cheapest mask they could find for the character Michael Myers, which turns out to be a William Shatner Star Trek mask.
A William Shatner?
Yeah, don't know who that is.
Well, you don't know who William Shatner is? Well,
no.
It says Star Trek.
Oh, he's the guy that has the little starship on the left side of his shirt.
Well, they all have that.
Well, that's not fun.
But which one do you think he was?
The yellow one.
Yes, he was the yellow
yes!
one.
Yes!
So,
okay.
It was actually like a makeup mold that they used.
Oh, my God.
For Shatner, like when they were filming the TV show.
That's genius, really. Use what you got.
John Carpenter, who directed and wrote Halloween.
Okay.
He was working on a movie set and found it just laying around.
And then put that on my leading man. Put a wig on it.
Put a wig on it.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, creepy, right?
Creepy, but like kind of genius.
I'm actually shocked that William Shatner never sued because he has like such a terrible reputation for being just an a-hole.
Oh, does he?
I'm shocked that he never like sued for like using his likeness.
I actually read somewhere that he was honored.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, like he was genuinely flattered that they used his likeness for this mask.
Huh.
Kevin, I have to ask, do you think that Halloween would have been equally as scary if they used like a Mr. Spock mask instead?
He doesn't know who that one is.
I
either.
Don't know Mr. who Spock is.
Is that the alien?
Yep.
Yeah, he is an alien.
Oh,
yeah.
He's the one that has the three fingers up? Or
that's,
is he the one that
Boy
points?
Scouts.
Is he the one that points with his index finger?
That is E.T.
That's E.T.
Everyone points with their index finger.
Okay.
It'd be weird if you pointed with another finger.
He's the one with the pointy ears.
Oh, the guy that's from the other movie that's like Skylark or something like that.
So you're thinking of the
Heroes.
Remake.
He's in Heroes.
You're thinking of
nope.
the remake.
Yeah, you are. You're thinking of the remake.
But
technically,
yes,
he got
yes.
the right character.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised nobody, whenever they saw Spock for the first time, said, why is there an elf in space?
Right. Oh, that's a good question.
Wow, that's such a good point.
I never thought of that before.
Huh.
All right, it's Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know, according to ancient Roman records, tribes located in today's Germany and France traditionally wore costumes of animal heads and skins to connect to the spirits of the dead.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
So that was what their costumes were back then. They would actually use dead animals.
I mean, people wear dead animals as jackets, and everybody seems fine with it.
Not their heads. There's
guts
in there.
But why is that worse?
Why is it worse?
You can't breathe.
Well, I would imagine you make a hole.
Yeah, through the nostrils, but everything else, you can't even see out of it. There's blood. There's probably brain remains in it.
There probably is. He's
you
right.
Think that they clean it
and
out.
It probably smells.
Oh,
they probably
it definitely
didn't have
smells.
Oh, it definitely smells.
But everyone smelled back then.
Yeah.
Do you think that they would remove the skull or just hollow part of the skull out?
Oh, probably hollow the skull out because they don't have bleach to bleach out the dead skin so it doesn't smell.
Wow, you know a lot about doing stuff to the dead body.
Well, you got
to
blanch the dead body so it doesn't
You have to blanch
smell.
It. Like blanch. Put it in boiling water and then ice water?
No.
Why would you do that?
Okay, maybe not blanch. Maybe like a bleach
Although putting
boil.
It in boiling water and then in cold water seems like that could do some good too.
Maybe just the boil. I don't know.
All right, did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know ladies who lived during the 1700s and 1800s followed the Halloween traditions that would help them find a romantic match? Women would throw apple peels over their shoulders hoping to see their future husband's initials and competitively bob for apples at parties because the winner would be the first to get married.
That is why apple bobbing is a thing?
Huh. Yep.
Oh my God, I didn't know.
Way easier than catching one of the little things that they throw at the wedding.
It's absolutely not easier because I made the mistake on this show being like, apple bobbing is easy, and it is extraordinarily hard.
It's hard.
Really?
Yeah. I did it as a kid once, and I was the first one to go, and I accidentally breathed the water in as I was trying to do it. Made me gag, and I threw up into the water. And I remember everybody, I was sick, of course, but I remember everybody going like, okay, so let's move on to the next activity now. I was the first one to go.
How have we never heard that story before?
That was a true story. But
God,
I found true love.
You did. What was his
I found my future husband. His initials were IK. Kevin.
Oh! Don't touch me!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.